Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we have every reason to be. Our number here is 1-800-321-9443. No, that's not the number. What am I saying? You got me so worked up. Yeah, you got me so frightened now. Lindsay, I can't even remember our own number. How do you like that? It's 1-800-313-9443. I'm telling you, I'm rattled. I'm rattled. The visceral juices are flowing. Let's go to the phones, Lindsay. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Rick.
Okay, let's go. Take the first call. Here is Jim. Jim in Texas. Hello. You're on with Lindsay Williams.
Hello, gentlemen. You've done a very fine job of explaining the situation, except you left out a couple of little minor points, like during the first Arab embargo, oil embargo in 1973, I believe it was, anybody that was a grown-up then had done any reading at all, read about articles like, we have enough shale oil in the western United States and tar sands in Canada to keep the United States going for 150 years or so if they wanted to extract it. That wasn't bringing up the North Slope or Gull Island, of which you're famous for bringing out, or the Gulf of Mexico reserves, which they've discovered supposedly recently, although I suspect they knew about it many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And that explains the whole thing. It never has been about oil independency. It's always been about control. Because had we developed our own oil sources, such as they are, which is very adequate, that doesn't give us control of the Middle East or the rest of the world. It only makes us energy independent. It has nothing to do with, we can't control another country by being energy independent.
Right. So Jim, that was one of the points you said you wanted to bring up. And what was the other one that we left out here?
That is one of the main ones, and the fact that the reason they're destroying our economy, it's all planned, it's all part of a big plan.
Well, we mentioned that.
All you have to do is go back to the 1920s in Germany and see what they'd done to them to destroy their economy.
Yes.
And when the 20s were over, they owned most of the hard assets in Germany. They owned the land, they owned the farmland, they owned the apartment buildings, they owned the banks, they owned everything. It's all part of the plan. It's
and another thing, by the way, Jim, and Lindsay, you can break in here, but, you know, when we were given these departments, including the Department of Energy, you remember that? You remember Ronald Reagan said when he came in he was going to abolish the Department of Energy? That was one of the first things he was going to do. Of course, he made it bigger.
Free market was going to be the thing.
Well, the Department of Energy, we are more dependent now on foreign oil than we ever were before the Department of Energy was created. And it was Saddam Hussein, by the way, during the so-called Arab oil embargo, that offered to sell America oil, plentiful amounts of oil, at bargain prices. And you know who turned him down? Henry Kissinger.
Absolutely. Oh, wonderful Henry.
Yep. Isn't that interesting?
The same Henry Kissinger that promised Israel, as long as there is a state of Israel, they will never be out of oil, because they are going to be supplied oil no matter whether we got any or not.
Yep. That's okay. Let Lindsay respond now because of the time factor. Lindsay.
All right.
Go ahead.
We must be dependent on foreign oil. And the reason we must be dependent is because those foreign oil producing countries need to buy our T-bills, our bonds, and our Federal Reserve issues in order to be able to buy our national debt of $9 trillion. And if we did not buy oil from them, they would not have the American dollar to turn around to buy our national debt with. So they must keep us obligated to them. Yet on the North Slope of Alaska alone at Gull Island, read my book, my Energy Non-Crisis book entitled If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will, written by Mr. Ken Fromm, the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield, when he was fired because he gave me the material that was there. And then, of course, they turned around and rehired him. That's the story within itself. We must remain obligated.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for your observations. Very good. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. Lindsay Williams will take more calls in just 3 minutes right here on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
We are back now. Used to call it the energy non-crisis, but now we're calling it the world crisis, the dollar crisis, freedom crisis, whatever you want to call it. I feel like I'm inadequate, Lindsay, unless I use those phraseologies, because we are talking about a real crisis. The energy crisis is contrived, and so are these others. But here, this crisis is one that has been deliberately, artificially, and intentionally manufactured to bring down the sovereignty of the United States and to introduce a new currency and a regionalization of this hemisphere. No doubt about that in my mind, Lindsay. We've been saying it for years. You've been saying it. I've been saying it. We've all been saying it. Now, as you said, hey, people aren't laughing anymore. They're not calling you John Birchers anymore. They're not calling you conspiracy theorists anymore. Not to any great extent. There may be a few, but most people are willing to listen, aren't they, Lindsay?
Well, Rick, even Lou Dobbs is saying it now. On CNN News, he did two programs on the North American Union. He said the Amero is a reality, and it's my contention that they must collapse the American dollar in order to make the American people beg for the Amero. And when they take it into about a full 4-to-1 exchange, it basically is going to do away with the middle class altogether. The rich will get richer, the poor gets poorer. But we're already in the state of this because America must attract 17% of the world's capital in any given day just to service our national debt. I mean, this is astronomical. So we are on the verge of everything that Lou Dobbs talked about in his programs.
Absolutely. Let's take some more calls. Here's Ernie from Virginia. Hello, Ernie. How are you? Hi, Ernie.
I wanted to point out and add a couple things and talk a little bit about these new production sharing agreements in Iraq. But first, the $9 trillion national debt, that's on a cash basis. That's what our national debt shows. But if you look at our entitlement programs, pensions, et cetera, on an accrual basis, that debt load is
$60
$65 trillion.
Yes.
It's even far worse. Now,
yes.
Now, with before I get to the production sharing agreements, we're facing a possible loss of our military in the Gulf of Oman, and if we do have a tanker sunk in the Gulf of Hormuz, or however you say that, Lindsay.
Hormuz.
Yes. I have read that the gas price will go to $10 a gallon. We run the risk with Iran's latest technology that they have received from Russia, the Silkworm missile and the most advanced ship-to-ship missiles and air-to-ship missiles, plus the Russians may have already provided Iran with the new Su-30MK fighter plane, which is the most superior plane on the planet today. We're sitting ducks with our soldiers in Iraq. A missile attack from Iran could wipe out our army. So we're looking at the potential for our national defense to be totally crippled, setting us up for an invasion here or an attack either from China or Russia. I don't know how far that'll go.
Well, they keep telling us about these Hezbollah cells everywhere. They're in every city, every hamlet, every village, every town, every closet, every ceiling tile. And so they're preparing and psyching up the American people to accept that inevitability. So we'll know who to blame, won't we? And we'll know that it's time to have a police state, won't we?
Oh, absolutely, Rick. And over the weekend, it was my understanding, I think I saw in the media, that there's plans for 10 major cities of possible IED attacks. And it's my understanding the president was riding his bike or bicycle or whatever while they were doing the planning exercises. That is another fear or terror-type exercise in the background. But with our open borders and the discussion last night, and let me just point out two things. I did get those congressmen, the Democratic congressman Bart Gordon from Tennessee and Tim Holden of Pennsylvania, in response to the who are the two Democrats that have joined the Republicans in supporting agents Ramos and Campion. But I want to get back to these production sharing agreements and Lindsay, and looking at this recent Asian Times article, U.S.-Iraq oil grab is a done deal, by Pepe Escobar. And Rick, last night you started talking about that, but those production agreements, that represents about 75% of the Iraqi oil fields, U.S. big oil, we wrote the law. But basically, in Iraq, it's according to this article, the cost of extracting a barrel of oil there is relatively low. We're talking about $1 a barrel, and right now a barrel is worth $60 and up. So this is a windfall for Bush and his big oil connection. Here we are financing, paying all this money for this war, but somehow big oil is benefiting, and if they attack Iran, and let's say they're successful, and they do power these production sharing agreements in Iran, they will conceivably have control of the world's oil. I don't think China and Russia are going to allow that to happen. What's your take, Lindsay?
I agree with you. In fact, I had a phone call last night from an informant in Washington, D.C., whose name I'll not give, but it's very reliable. He has very close connections in Iran. And he said to me, he said, Lindsay, did you know that the Russian and Iranian borders actually meet each other at one point? He said Russia can give Iran everything they want, regardless of what sanctions the United States or the UN puts on them. He said they can get them anything they want because the borders still meet. And we are sitting in such a precarious position right now, it is almost unbelievable. It's hard for me to even believe that we would allow ourselves to get in such a state as this, and the American people are just sitting here satisfied with their baseball and apple pie, and they don't realize that we're on the verge of catastrophic events.
Oh, yes. We're on the verge of this catastrophe, but yet our two major parties have abandoned the American people. They're indifferent. They will not hold the president accountable. They will not demand that he stop this planned invasion of Iran, despite all the rhetoric. The rest of the world knows the attack is coming. Either Israel will do the attack first, and then we'll follow suit. But it's coming, and it may be March 21st, but from what I've read of my sources, from the Asian Times to Bob Chapman, Joel Scouse, and World Affairs Brief, it's going to be done before the end of April. And one last thing. As Jim talked about from Texas, this was a planned event a long time ago. That's what NAFTA was about, to destroy our manufacturing capacity. We consume 40% of the world's output. When you undermine your manufacturing capacity, you undermine your currency, especially a fiat currency. And how many dollars you have to be linked to how much output you produce. You eliminate your output, your dollar is worthless. This was done purposely. 93-94, both parties were in on the deal.
You know, I hate to say it, but it goes back to about 90 years ago, and you know what I mean when I say that.
Yes, I do.
All right. Now,
Federal
Lindsay,
Reserve and Council on Foreign Relations.
And perpetual war to create the new world order. Lindsay, do you have any comment on what our caller Ernie has just enunciated here?
Our president's ratings are so low he hardly has a rating. The country's the housing, real estate, there were 20 real estate companies that went on to close their doors in Phoenix, Arizona in 1 week. I understand they're going on the rate of 200 per week across the nation. We are in such a financial state right now that I'm quite sure that our president knows from past history that the only way that America came out of the Great Depression of 1929 was the Second World War. And the only way that our president can possibly, with his ratings being what they are and the financial condition of the country, the precariousness of the American dollar and the relations abroad with China and other nations, I'm quite sure he realizes the only choice he has at this point is a war with Iran.
And beyond Iran, I think it's the whole region, the immediate region. Don't you think Syria would be involved? And ultimately, you know, Saudi Arabia will be overthrown. There's no question about that, the Sunnis.
Oh, positively. In fact, it could draw in all of that area and basically start World War III. There's really only one, as much as I know in 35 years and what I heard back in those days when I sat in their board meetings, I think the most frightening thing, or the most, should I say, concerning, because I'm really not frightened in light of, I know the issues, but the most concerning thing that I know of today is the potential of a possibility of us getting in war with Iran. I can't even imagine the American people just sitting by and allowing this to go any further.
All right, Ernie, you have another comment before
yes,
we break?
I do have one more comment.
Sure, Ernie.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
The big problem with our housing and our mortgages was through the Federal Reserve. And as Rick, you said, going back to 1913, Alan Greenspan dropping the interest rates, the mortgage rates, loosening up credit, providing credit to people who weren't qualified, dropping all standards, that set us up for the collapse that's coming. And the second-tier mortgage market is going to collapse. It's going to have a spillover effect on housing. We're going to have a growing supply. Then you'll see the collapse. And with the housing industry going down, construction industry goes down, and then the economy. We're heading for a total disaster. I say it's a depression.
Well, you can't say that yet because, after all, Alan Greenspan says we're not really in a recession yet, but we might be able to say that if things keep going.
Yeah,
the way
by the end of the year.
By the end of the century, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ernie, thank you for your call. And Lindsay Williams, our guest. Lindsay, we got a break. Look at how fast time goes by, Lindsay. You are just incredible. We got more calls. We'll be right back with them. And we welcome you now, 1-800-313-9443. That's the number. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Okay, and we are back now, and we are going to continue with our phone calls. And next we have Ann in New Mexico for Lindsay Williams. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Ann.
Boy, you're right on tonight, as usual.
Well, thank you. And
wow.
Say hello to Lindsay Williams.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Ann.
Thank you
for calling in.
Yahweh bless you.
Amen.
I agree with you. The end game is complete control of the planet's resources, people, currency, and governments. And as Andre Aguajon says, when you mess with the dough, you got to go. And Iran is not a central bank, and the gangsta bankers are saying Iran's got to go because they're not going along with the program. Now, the point I wanted to bring up is from Prophecy Flash, the current issue, and this is from Joel C. Rosenberg, January 2nd, 2007. And you might want to punch in Triumph Ministries or Prophecy Flash. But let me quote. The Islamic Messiah, known as the 12th Imam or Mahdi, may come to earth. in 2007 and could be revealed to the world as early as the spring equinox, reports an official Iranian government news website. The Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, that's the IRIB website, says the world is now in its last days. It claims that the Mahdi will first appear in Mecca and then Medina. Going further on down, a television series on IRIB called, listen to this, The World Towards Illumination, has been running since last November. Also, a prophet, a saying attributed to the prophet's sixth infallible heir, Iman Jafar Jakdek, says the Mahdi will appear on the spring equinox. And I guess he'll be living in Kufa. But
okay.
This is from this article,
yeah.
And this is another factor into what's going on. And, yes, I think it's going to be March or June or this fall.
Okay. Anything else? A specific question for Lindsay?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Lindsay?
I have heard this. I have talked with people who have connections in Iran, and they say positively they are looking for their Messiah. And they are ready for his coming, and of course they expect him to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in light of the condition of America right now, I'd say that he's in a pretty good position to maybe do what he wants to do.
Yeah, and it says, quote, some intelligence analysts are growing concerned by Ahmadinejad's announced plans to hold, quote, to hold the big celebration of Iran's full nuclearization in the current year. So, and Iran's calendar year ends on March 20th. Which is the usual day of the spring equinox. So you might want to check this out. Oh, and one more point. John Coleman has two monographs on Russia's military
mm-hmm.
equipment. And it gets down to nano. And I think I'm going to send for them myself. Because I call him and I said, what do you recommend? He says, my two monographs on Russia's capabilities.
All right, Ann. Very
right.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for the info.
Yeah, yeah. We
appreciate that. Amen. You too. All right, let's continue, Lindsay, if you'd like to. We have so many good callers. Let's just continue. We've got, I believe, Frank now in Louisiana. Is that right, Frank?
Yes.
Hi, Frank.
Good evening. Great show. You know, fellas, for decades, the establishment in this country, a very diabolical group of people, have openly stated in their own publications the usurpation of our form of governance, the American people. The thing that has been so astounding to me over the last 40 years, since my childhood when I was 10 years old, is that the declination of American Christianity, which was all plotted and planned by the Illuminati, and, you know, the rise of decadence in America and history, as I've studied history, you know, whether it was the Roaring Twenties in America or in Germany or the French Revolution in the decades before that or the century before the Reformation and on, history shows one thing, that an immoral and a decadent people are never able to observe and find the truth. I don't think the Almighty will let them, just will not do it. And I felt for a long time that America will pay for turning its back on the Most High God and turning to paganism, which they have a right to do. God
mm-hmm.
gave them the free will right, but
mm-hmm.
All these things that are talking about, I'm seeing the fruition of everything coming to pass. Now, what I wanted to ask Mr. Williams is, I think that for the most part, 50 to 70% of the American public is incurable. You can forget about them. They won't turn. I've observed this over years. And there's about 30 to maybe 40%, 35% of the American people that can be awakened. And the thing is, we're going to have to do individually what people have been trained to expect government to do for them, which was always a big mistake.
And what is the question, Frank? You made a statement, but what's the question for Lindsay?
The question is, I'd like to know, Mr. Williams, what would you recommend for those of us who have saved money and not spent crazily and should we withdraw money, or should we invest it in certain things? Do you have any recommendations for that?
All right, we got the break. Let him come back and answer that question. All right, thank you, Frank, for the call. We'll be right back with more of Lindsay Williams and telling you how to take advantage of his information packet. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We will return 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're in the last half hour now. Lindsay Williams, our guest. And Lindsay, I don't know, is the caller still there? Frank, are you still there? Okay, he's not. He asked the question. You heard the question. What is your response to him on the situation and how to prepare financially and so forth?
To answer our previous caller the best I can, I would say one thing. Restructure immediately. Now, that will be determined by every person's personal needs and wants as to what they do. The banker in British Columbia said this past weekend, he said that his bank was already making preparations for the collapse of the American dollar. Now, what did that mean? That basically meant he was getting out of paper. He was getting into tangible assets. He was putting his currencies and his assets in other things besides the American dollar. Restructure immediately. 380,000 factory workers were laid off in Pennsylvania alone over the past 3 months. The United States has lost 7 million textile jobs to outsourcing and free trade. 7 million textile jobs, 3 million manufacturing jobs, Hershey, of all things, on Valentine's Day, February the 16th, laid off 1,500 workers. Look what GM and Chrysler and General Motors are doing. You've got to restructure immediately in order to be able to maintain some existence in your household.
I would concur. Your words of wisdom are certainly efficacious here, Lindsay. Let's give that offer once again before we go to the next call, because I don't want to run out of time. You've been talking for the last, the last hour and a half here, and there are people joining us constantly, and they need to know how to be informed to get the word out on television, cable TV, cable access, internet. And one thing about your videos is that your own works, the works that you have authored and produced, are not copyrighted. So people need to get the word out without fear that they will be held to a copyright. Isn't that true, Lindsay?
That's correct, Rick. I beg people to copy everything I send you, all of my DVDs, all six of them. None of them are copywritten. You can copy them all you want to. Give them to your friends and neighbors. Do anything you can to get out the message. Put it on cable access. None of my materials, none of my DVDs are copywritten. And here basically is what it is. It's 12 hours of DVD viewing. There's six DVDs, an entire library of material. It covers everything. All that we've talked about tonight, from energy to health, to the home that you live in, to what you've got to do financially in order to restructure. I have been so concerned about America lately as I've traveled around this country, and I travel week after week almost, lecturing to audiences, and I am so concerned about what's happening until I prepared 12 hours of DVD viewing. Now, you only purchase four of those DVDs. The other two I give to you. And I give you copies of two of my books. In fact, one of the DVDs that I'm going to give you is 7 hours long. It will change your life. And I give it to you because a Hollywood producer produced it and said, just try to get it out to the people. Another one is what's happening to the family farm. The farmers in America are in drastic straits. They cannot tend their crops past $3 a gallon on diesel fuel. And as a person said to me the other day, they said, we've just viewed Torn from the Land for the third time. We're sitting here weeping. It is a Hollywood-style production of what's happening to the farmer in America. You must give it to every person in the city, they said, and beg them to take notice, because within a year and a half, there'll be shortages on the grocery store shelves. Now, here's what you do. Just dial 800. It's toll-free. 800 number, 800-321-2900. I have asked my operators to stand by tonight. Right now, they're on ready to take your call. You can use your credit card. They'll be glad to have you send them a check, whatever you'd like. Purchase four of my DVDs. I will give you two additional ones. I will give you a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, as a gift, and give you a copy of my book, You Can Live. All of this. 12 hours of DVD viewing, 800-321-2900.
All right. You got it now, ladies and gentlemen. You got the message. You got the number. Now let's continue with our phone calls, and I believe Mike is next in, I'm not sure where. I think he's in Minnesota. Is that right, Mike?
Maryland.
Yeah. You're in Maryland. Hi, Mike.
Hey, yes. Thank you very much. Great show as always, and Mr. Williams always has, a lot of good information. I bought his videos a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and very informative, very, very educational. And I also got his, extra copies of his books. I kept a couple, copies for myself, and I gave some copies to my friends, and they really enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I want to say is that with the collapse of the dollar, and with us having to, finance our wars, put it on the credit card as well as our military, won't that basically end not only our expansionist wars of the Middle East, but neuter our military, since we won't be able to finance it anymore? And once it happens, who the heck is Israel going to get to fight their wars for them?
Well, you've asked a lot of questions. Lindsay, can you deal with a couple of them?
Well, we very definitely could be crippled in the Middle East. I mean, crippled, what you might call permanently. We're taking such a chance over there in the fact that they're saying we must win, you know, in a short period of time if we go in there and do it. We're on the verge of taking a risk like this nation has never taken before in its history.
Thank you very much. One small question, if I may. I've got a few thousand dollars worth of silver. It's not much. I've made other preparations. Will that just basically just get me over a hump temporarily, or would that be, you know, something that could be worth something in the near future?
Well, there's one thing that's been good for thousands of years. Abraham used it. The patriarchs used it. The Genesis, the first chapter, first metal that's ever mentioned in the Bible is gold, and it says it's good. Gold and silver is stable. I remember back, 10 years ago when we bought gold for $250 an ounce, and I remember 4 years ago when we bought it for $400 an ounce. Now you're up to $680, and it's still climbing. And if we have a conflict in the Middle East, you could easily see $2,000 an ounce gold overnight. Now,
what about
nothing
silver?
Else is keeping up that. Real estate's not keeping up with it. The dollar is collapsing. They're saying that the American dollar will lose at least 25% of its value in the next year's time. So what else can you depend on?
And what about silver? A good investment?
Positively.
Silver is going up and up and up pretty much proportionately with gold.
I see.
All right. Does that answer your question, brother?
Yes.
Thank you very much for the call. All right. Appreciate it very much. And let's say hello to Dan in Georgia now. Dan is in Georgia. Hello, Dan. Dan, are you there?
Appreciate you having me on your program.
Okay. You're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Okay. Yes, sir. Wow, I'm really awestruck with the conversation tonight. It's rare to talk to people with the same mind. Most of the stuff I mentioned to other people, they seem to be... you know, like dumbed down, they don't really care. You know, what's the latest American Idol winner? You know,
consider it a privilege, a gift of God that you know the truth.
Yes, sir. Praise God. By the way, probably a lot of your listeners also listen to Brother Stair coming on here in a few minutes.
Yeah, draw wave. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was saying, you know, we're talking about oil, and I'd like to clarify that I think the second caller about, I think the issue is probably the economics of the dollar, not necessarily oil, because I think he alluded to the Canadian tar sands are loaded with oil, and but again, I think it's a dollar. But I guess my question for Mr. Lindsey is, in a more practical sense, what could we do as far as paper? Is there any paper we could buy, such as futures, such as options, such as some of the ETFs, like the oil ETF? Is there anything like that we can do? Is paper just totally out of the realm of safety?
All right, Lindsey.
Anything that is paper is worth what it's written on. I care not whether it's a Federal Reserve note, which has no backing whatsoever, a gold futures certificate, no matter what it may be. If it's paper, it's worth what it's written on. There's only one thing that has tangible value over a period of time, and that is hard assets of some kind. That can be many different kinds. Even food can be a hard asset. A gold or silver can be a hard asset. Real estate right now doesn't seem to be a very good one because it's going down. But keep in mind, paper is worth what it's written on. I care not what it is.
So even if it's a oil, crude oil futures, let's say?
Well, it's a piece of paper. And at some point, I'll give you quickly here. Mm-hmm. In Saudi Arabia, it costs $5 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. A caller earlier alluded to some things along this line. On the north slope of Alaska, it costs $3 a barrel in order to get the oil out of the ground. Now, how does that relate to $70 a barrel that it's selling for? The oil companies are making a major profit. Exxon recently had the largest profit of any entity in the history of the world in 1 year's time last year. Now,
Right. Who
is making the massive profits between $3 and $5 a barrel and $70 a barrel? The average American said, oh, those old dirty oil companies. Yeah, they're making exorbitant profits. But you see, the average American didn't sit in those board meetings and listen to what I heard them say. There is someone that's making more money than the oil companies. sitting behind the computers in New York and London every day are representatives of the cartel. And if you ever hear this buzzword, please sit up and take notice. The cartel, every oil-producing country in the world must, on any given day, sell their oil through the cartel. Iran is finally jumping ship and is the first one not to do it. And who is the cartel? The cartel is nothing but the World Bank and the IMF.
You're talking
and
about the, they're talking about
more
the petrodollar?
Money for crude oil than the oil companies are. And this is a story within itself that would take an entire program, Rick. But, oh, if the American people only knew who it is. What you're paying at the gas pump for a gallon of gasoline is a form of taxation.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Or
are you more confused now than ever?
Well, I agree with the hard assets. There's only so much you can do in that
well,
regard.
Well, obviously, yeah.
I mean, if you've got savings, you can't just buy a bunch of food. But
I think the key is really to try to diversify and do what you can. And that's the whole point, is that you don't want all your eggs in one basket, but do as much as you can within reason. Isn't that common sense, Lindsay?
Yes, that's common sense. In fact, after Katrina hit, I asked my son, I said, son, what is it that you would have wanted more than anything else? He said, well, first thing, I'd want some water. Well, do you have any stored water at your house in case of Katrina hits or an earthquake or something along those? And I said, what's the second thing? Oh, he said, they would have wanted food. Oh, I said, what they would have given for food.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, what's the next thing? He said, they would have wanted a roof over their house. Set some priorities. Begin to establish what lifestyle you want in light of what is taking place, in light of the inevitable, and then go and do something about it. But start immediately, not a month or a year from now.
All righty. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. 1-800-313-9443. Reverend Lindsay Williams is with us, and let's see if we can take John, Pennsylvania now. Hello, John.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to say something or mention something that has to do with, I guess, a bigger picture here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've heard your program.
Great.
And I would like to address my question to either one of you, but I guess Dr. Lindsay or Reverend Lindsay would
sure.
be the person.
Go right ahead.
Williams. I remember several years ago I wrote a way to an organization and got a very interesting little booklet called George Washington's Vision and Prophecy for America by Dr. John Grady.
Yes.
And he was the head of the American Freedom Crusade in Benton, Tennessee. I don't even know if they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
I reread that in the last couple of weeks in light of what's going on, and I was thinking to myself, what would Dr. Lindsay feel if the final vision that George Washington had at Valley Forge, which was almost the total destruction of the United States when the entire world comes against us, it's the third crisis that he speaks of, the first two being, of course, the revolution, the American Revolution, and then the Civil War, and the final one would be the worst that we would ever face, but we would eventually become victorious and that the enemy would withdraw. But the damage to the infrastructure of the country sounds quite devastating. Now, in light of that possibility, with the kind of policies that we're implementing around the world, and the arrogance of this president and his henchmen, I'm wondering if this is going to be sort of a backlash against the international cartel and the so-called terms I've heard used as the Illuminati or the one world rulers. Would they stand by and allow this to happen to the entire country when all of their real estate and their buildings and their whole...
All right. Okay, we get the picture. That's a good question,
what I mean,
John.
That's what I, yeah.
Well, let Lindsay answer it because we don't have much time. Lindsay, go ahead. What's your feeling along those lines?
The book that you've mentioned, George Washington's Vision, I have it in my library. I have read it many, many
yes,
times.
I think it's
marvelous. It very well could take place. You say, will the powers that be allow this to happen? They don't have any choice. There's nothing they can do about it. There's one thing that I found when I lived with the power elite, and that is they are scared to death of the masses waking up. And you see, there's only so far they can go with controlling things. And when it gets out of control, they're just like everybody else. They are a very small group, a minority, a handful of people compared to the majority. And the majority, a lot of them are waking up. So, yes, it could take place. Yet, on the other hand, They can't control everything. I'm glad, as Rick has said many times on his program, I'm glad we have read the last chapter. We know what the end's going to be. And I've asked a number of Bible scholars as I traveled around the country, and I'm around preachers quite often because I myself have been one for 40 years. And I ask them, I say, where is America in the Bible? And you know, there's one thing that even the finest of Bible scholars have to admit. Mm-hmm. We can't guarantee that America's anywhere in the Bible in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we're going to be.
Well, that you know, the one thing we know, though, is that, as you point out, Lindsay, he wins. The victory is in Christ. And those that don't have the anchor are going to be sinking like the Titanic, I'm afraid, because when push comes to shove and all of this human warfare fails, it's going to take divine warfare and spiritual armor plate. And that's what you need. With that, my friends, the enemy is already conquered, Lindsay. We win.
Oh, he positively is. You're right.
All right. Thank you for the call, John. You're another first-time caller. We've had a couple new ones tonight, and we are going to stay over right after the break to finish up the program with Lindsay Williams. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, this is a program you cannot afford to miss. We'll be right back with Lindsay. I'm Rick Adams, only on RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcast Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Hey, not too much time left. I'm going to squeeze in a couple of quick calls. But first, a reminder, tomorrow night we're going back to school, law school, with George Gordon. He'll be our guest tomorrow night, and we have some great things planned, Lord willing. And Lindsay, before we take these calls, I just want to say I'm going to have you back a lot more frequently, because you've opened up a couple of new cans of worms tonight that we really need to give you time to talk about. This is far too important to space things out and just have me talking, all right? So let's see if we can get you back in another week or so. Is that okay with you?
I would love to be on your program anytime, Rick.
All right, we'll do it. Right now, let's take a couple of quick calls. We've got Lester in Ohio first. Hello, Lester. You're on with Lindsay Williams, Lester.
Hello.
Yes. Not much
Hi,
time,
Lester.
Lester.
Oh, gold's going to save me. Silver's going to save me. Oil's going to save me. This is going to save me. That's going to save me. You know, the only one that can really save you is the Lord and faith, you know. And faith,
that's right.
Faith without works has no effect, so I'll try to take and work a few works here. Now, after they took my wife to be down and tied her down and gave her an abortion, she said they took a vacuum cleaner to her. I don't know. I wasn't there. But, you know, my child was better off not born. I headed out took a walk through the temple, and I was headed out to the desert to talk.
Okay,
to
we don't have time. Lester, you have to ask a question, please.
Well,
ask a question of Lindsay Williams, because we don't have time. We're almost out of time.
Okay, has he made it to Revelations 3:9 yet? Has God made him a pillar of light in his house yet?
Okay, we'll let him answer that question. Thank you, Lester. Lindsay?
Rick, tonight a number of callers have said, what can we do? I'd like to sum it up in just one sentence. Set your spiritual house in order. It's just that simple. Whenever the storms come, make sure your house is on the solid rock and not on the sinking sand. Jesus Christ is the answer. The
Amen.
Bible has the way. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Set your spiritual house in order. No matter what the storm may be, you will be able to stand.
There it is. Okay, and let's take John in California, I believe, is our last call we can squeeze in. Hello, John.
Rick.
Not much time, John.
Hello, Rick. All right, then.
Yes, man.
quick question then, Lindsay.
Sure.
You actually answered one of mine earlier, which was concerning assets and that. I think water and food probably are a good idea. The grace period. In the best of your knowledge, what's the grace period, the time we have left before crash time?
That was from 1929 when the Great Depression took place, 1933 before there were soup lines. I think we are already in the grace period today. If we invade Iran, the grace period could be much shorter. If, for some reason, they continue to try to draw this out, as Ron Paul has said recently, I'm not quite sure whether the dollar is going to crash quickly or whether they will attempt to draw it out over a period of time. It's anybody's guess how long it would be. I wouldn't take any chances in light of what the banker said in Vancouver, B.C. this past week to me.
All right, John, we're just out of time, brother, so at least you got the question in. Thanks for your call. We'll talk to you again in future broadcasts. Lindsay, we're out of time. Again, that number to call for your offer is
800-321-2900. Operators are standing by right now to take your call. 12 hours of DVD viewing. Rick, God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Oh,
folks believe
you.
Everything that Rick Adams is saying. He's telling the truth. And thank you, Rick, for letting me be with you.
Amen, brother. Pleasure's mine. We'll talk to you again in another week. Thank you, Lindsay. Good night now. All right, brethren, ladies and gentlemen, believer or non-believer, we're all in this together. We'll see you again tomorrow night with George Gordon, our guest, 9 o'clock Central. Rick Adams, good night.